All right, folks, settle in because today we're tackling something real: anger. You know that feeling when your blood pressure spikes faster than a rocket ship launch? When you want to yell at the telemarketer or scream into the void metaphorically, of course, unless you're really passionate about void screaming. Ever felt like a ticking time bomb just waiting to explode? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Stoic calm isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about learning to handle those fiery emotions, especially anger, in a way that doesn't leave you looking back and saying, "Yikes, maybe I shouldn't have said that." So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways to help you become the master of your own emotional kingdom. First things first. Acknowledge it. Don't try to bury that anger under a pile of denial. Recognize when those feelings are bubbling up. Like, seriously, pay attention to your body. Is your heart racing? Are your fists clenching? You know what I mean. Second, take a time out. Imagine yourself as an athlete. You wouldn't sprint a marathon without proper warm-up and cool-down, right? Same goes for anger. Take a few deep breaths, step away from the situation, whatever helps you create some space between yourself and those fiery feelings. Think of it like hitting pause on a really intense video game level. Breathe, regroup, and come back with a clearer head. Third, challenge your thoughts. Anger often stems from distorted thinking, jumping to conclusions, assuming the worst, or letting past experiences cloud your judgment. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at the situation? Being mindful of your thought patterns can be like putting on those special 3D glasses. Suddenly, you see things in a whole new perspective. Fourth, focus on solutions, not blame. When anger takes hold, it's easy to fall into the trap of pointing fingers and assigning blame. But trust me, that never gets us anywhere good. Instead, shift your energy towards finding solutions. Think about what you can actually control and how you can make a positive change. Finally, practice empathy. I know it sounds tough when you're feeling like a volcano about to erupt. But try to understand the other person's perspective. Maybe they're having a bad day, or they didn't realize their actions were hurtful. Empathy isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about fostering understanding and finding common ground. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, inching along at snail pace. Suddenly, the car head slams on their brakes for no apparent reason. What happens? You probably feel your blood pressure skyrocket, right? Your mind races with thoughts like, are they seriously that clueless? Or this is going to be a long day. You might even find yourself letting out an exasperated sigh or maybe even a little grumble under your breath. But here's where those stoic calm strategies come in. Instead of reacting impulsively, take a deep breath and acknowledge the anger brewing inside you. Tell yourself, it's just traffic, I can handle this. Remind yourself that getting angry won't change anything. Instead, focus on what you can control. Your own reactions. Maybe listen to some calming music, or use this time to practice a guided meditation. Transform that frustration into a moment of self-care. T? You're in control. Remember, life is a constant ebb and flow with its share of ups and downs. But by mastering our emotional responses, we can navigate those challenges with grace and resilience. So, my takeaway for you today is this. Anger doesn't have to rule your life. By acknowledging it, taking timeouts, challenging your thoughts, focusing on solutions, and practicing empathy, you can become the captain of your own ship, sailing through stormy seas with calm and confidence. Now go out there and rock those emotions. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little stoic calm in their lives. And as always, let's keep this conversation going. Tag us on social media and tell us about your own anger-busting strategies. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.